Hey, what's up, folks, and welcome to The Boss's Desk, where we look out for you, giving you the best in geek movies, news, and culture. I'm your host for the day, The Big Boss, and I'm here with my amigo, The Professor. What's up, bro?
What's going on, brother? What's happening?
Good. We're missing The Wanderer today, man.
Yeah, he wandered a little too far, got himself a cold, so he's not feeling so hot.
Man, I always tell him, button up, wear your scarves.
Right? He just, you know, lives out there in Green Bay, man. He wanders around cold and just a t-shirt on.
I'm saying, he's a wild man.
Completely.
But get well, buddy, and we will hopefully see you on here next week. We got a couple of items in geek news for you guys this week, and we're going to just rattle them off and talk about how we feel about them. So, Yeah, let's get to it. So first things first, big RIP to Steve Ditko, who passed within the recent weeks, man. That's a hurt one.
That's a hurt piece. I mean, he was 90 years old.
He was 90.
Coming pretty soon, no matter what, but that's still kind of a big one.
Yeah, man. He is the mind behind Spider-Man and I want to say Doctor Strange. I mean, this guy, he definitely revolutionized the game. I believe like the whole structure of costumes and stuff were changed by his artistic style. I think the sleekness of helmets changed because of him. The Hulk comes because Banner gets angry because of him by his suggestion. So, you know, he's definitely going to be sorely missed. He was a legend. He was the GOAT in the game. You know, RIP to the great Steve Ditko.
Yeah, you know, it's a shame the Wander's not with us this week because I'm sure he'd have a lot more to say about Ditko because I'm sure he knows him better than I do. But, you know, the one story that I did hear about him was, you know, the creator of Spider-Man was really Stan Lee, right? It's Stan Lee's idea. He got this idea for character Spider-Man. And he initially took it, I think the story I heard was to Jack Kirby. And the rumor was that Kirby drew the character too big. He drew him too buff, like, you know, like a Captain America, big, you know, strong guy.
Yeah.
And Stan Lee said, that's really not what I'm thinking. It's really more of a teenage kid, you know, who's coming into his own with his own powers. So he went to Ditko and said, you know, can you give me an idea? And Ditko drew, you know, the Peter Parker that we have now, the kind of skinny kid, the, you know, kind of nerdy, you know, initially kid. And it was exactly what Stan wanted. You know, down to a T. It was the Spider-Man we wanted, now Spider-Man we have and love today. So, you know, while Stan came up with the idea, Ditko came up with the character and the image. So, you know, without Steve Ditko, there'd be no Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And, you know, it would be a much, much different world of Marvel Comics, you know, especially for me, you know, Spider-Man being my favorite, you know, so definitely big thanks to the man and, you know, definitely going to be missed. I don't know how much he was really doing these days.
Yeah.
He really needed to, but still, you know, when you do see a legend go like that, it is definitely a shame.
Yeah, definitely. Ah, man. All right. So let's dig into some weekend box office. No surprise here. Ant-Man and the Wasp taking number one with $75.8 million over the weekend. Pretty strong start. Not the strongest of the Marvel films, but solid anyway. I'm sure it's going to pick up speed come these following weekends. I'm sure it's going to be a consistent couple of weekends for Ant-Man and the Wasp. There's not going to be a lot of fall off.
Yeah, I mean, it should be good for at least two more weeks, because like we were talking about kind of offline, the Mission Impossible is coming out to the 27th. It might have some trouble. I don't know how much, but it might have some trouble with Hotel Transylvania 3 this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
It is a kids' movie.
That's
Kids' movies do tend to do really, really well in their opening weekend. You know, and that's kind of a big franchise. I've never seen them, but I'm also, you know, a little old for Hotel Transylvania. and I don't really like Adam Sandler, so I wouldn't really go see it.
Yeah,
anyway.
There's that.
So it could run into some issues with that. I don't know if Hotel California will top it. It just might.
Yeah, Transylvania.
$75.8 million is pretty good. I would imagine they were probably expecting a little more, being that it was 4th of July. But,
right.
You know, I wonder if because 4th of July was in the middle of the week, it was on Wednesday.
Yeah.
You know, not as many people are going to get those extra days off. And some of the people who do were going away for the weekend. Not yeah. going to see movies. So because it was in such a weird spot, I wonder if that kind of hurt it a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, look, $75.8 million is nothing to sneeze about as far as, you know, an opening weekend movie goes. And it's, you know, not going to be as big as Infinity War. It's not even going to be as big as Justice League because it's not that kind of movie. But it did what you would kind of expect an opening weekend Marvel movie to do, you know, as yep. far as a weird holiday. So I think it did just fine.
Yeah, yeah. So what else is up here? We got Jurassic World at number 2, Incredibles 2 at number 3. First Purge, which debuted 4th of July, is rounding out at 4. So it didn't make the top 3, but it's rounding out at 4. Solid opening, 17.3 for a horror thriller type movie. I heard good things about it. I'm interested to see it. I really like the Frank Grillo one. The Frank Grillo one actually made me think that he was going to be a dead ringer for the Punisher, but that didn't quite work out. He ended up being Crossbones, so. Deadpool 2 is still in the top 10, man.
That is really impressive. 8 weeks in, and it's still in the top 10. Now it's down from 7 to 10.
Right.
But still, 8 weeks, and it's still in the top 10. That is really impressive.
Yeah, yeah. I would not be surprised if we see this next week. From number 10, probably jump back up to like 8 or 9. I could see that happening.
Yeah,
if it's still in the theaters. If that's the thing, it's still got to be in the theaters. Because right now it's like, it's at 1,000. It's like in 1,000 theaters right now.
Yeah. And its Blu-ray release is coming really, really soon. So it might be one of those that just gets yanked.
Yeah.
Because the release is coming, so they know it's not going to be as popular once that happens.
What a steady run. So, steady run to DVD release. Because, Avengers is not even on here.
No, Infinity War's not in the top 10 anymore. Now, I don't know when it dropped out.
Yeah.
It don't usually peak the top 10 too much. But still, if I was picking between the two, I would have absolutely said Infinity War would have stayed in the top 10.
Yeah.
Before Deadpool did. But it's hanging in there, man. Tooth and nail. It's clawing to stay in. It's pretty impressive.
For a rated R film, that's pretty dope. So they're killing it.
Love it.
So let's dive into some geek news of the week. We got a couple items in TV, Netflix, and Hulu news. First things up, Castlevania Season 2 release date has been announced, and I think it's coming out in October. I want to say October 25th. Of this year, season one was incredible. It was an incredible piece of animation, and
it was very, very cool.
I am excited for season two. I mean, this one came out of nowhere for me. I was just like, oh, well, let me watch Castlevania. So I just pulled it up and watched this. It's a short watch. It's a couple episodes, but they're heavy hitting episodes.
I was gonna say the only problem is it's only like 4 episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but they're potent. So it's like October 26th is the date. But yeah, man, I'm looking forward to season two because I felt like I'm so used to getting on Netflix. And when I do binge watching, you get to a certain amount of episodes and then you're like, all right, well, next one's coming on. So I'll just let it autoplay. And then you watch that episode and nothing autoplays after. And you're like, what?
No.
So
that was kind of rough. Yeah,
that was rough, but the wait is over. October 26th, which is appropriate. Halloween will be around that time.
Yeah,
a lot of scary creatures in this in this little show. So check it out. Speaking of October, Game of Thrones, the prequel, whatever prequel show they're shooting is going to start shooting in October. So that's pretty dope. I have no idea where they're going to go with the prequel. I think, what did they say? They were going to go with the First Men and the children civilization. So,
I don't know how I feel about it because it's such a good show.
Yeah.
They're talking about like 4 different spinoffs for it, which I think is a little overkill.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's excited. Such a good show. I don't want to see them do something that's not going to be as good.
Right.
You know, prequels tend not to really be quite as good as the regular show, so I'm a little worried about it. But
yeah, yeah.
Obviously, I'm still going to sit and watch it because it's Game of Thrones, which pretty close to my favorite TV show of all time. So
Definitely.
So yeah, I'll definitely be watching that when it comes.
Oh, so sad to see it go. They just finished filming that last season too.
Yeah, and it's not coming out till next year.
Oh man, they know what they're doing.
They do. They do. It's painful, but they do.
Yeah, because they all know we'll be here next year.
Oh, watching absolutely. The show.
100%. Let's jump into some movie news. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse confirms Nicolas Cage as Spider-Man Noir. So,
I don't know how I feel about that.
You know, at first I was kind of like, oh man, Nicolas Cage, man, nah, come on. But then I thought about it. It's Spider-Man Noir. It kind of works, but his voice works perfectly for this type of story.
I guess.
And since we don't actually have to see him on screen, it might be a good time at the movies. You know
that
what I'm
is
saying?
True.
What I can say is that I got to watch the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse trailer again, and I'm excited. I can't wait to see this one. Because
the comic series was amazing.
Yeah. And it's like, so it's not just going to be, because at first I thought it was just going to be a Miles Morales story, but it's you got Peter's in here, and it looks like Peter's kind of like in the position of Tony Stark. Like, he's running this company. He has different marks of Spider-Man costumes in his whatever. You know how, like, Tony Stark has, like, all the Iron Man costumes?
Yeah.
Like, Spider-Man has it set up the same way. So it's like he followed in his mentor's footsteps. Even Spider-Gwen is in this. She made a little cameo at the end of the trailer. And, like, I just don't know what to expect from this movie at all. Now I'm like, okay, I didn't read the comic series. Now I'm about to go back and read it.
Well, from what you're telling me, it's going to be completely different.
Okay.
So the comic series is basically there's these group of bad guys called the... Oh, I just had it in my head. Destructors or something like that. It's basically this... there's a character called Morlun. Morlun, we've seen before in Spider-Man comics. He's got a family, and basically they feed on what they call spider totems. So anyone who's got spider powers or has the spider totem within them, they actually literally will go to that planet and feed on their life essence and leave them dead.
Oh, wow.
So the Spider-Verse series is about them, how they can travel from dimension to dimension and basically kill these spiders. And they've planned at this point to basically go and wipe out every spider in every verse everywhere. So they start to, the Spider-Men start to team up, essentially. Mm-hmm. So any Spider-Man that's ever existed, plus a whole bunch that they created that are some that are very cool,
nice,
become part of this team. Like there's an assassin Spider-Man who, when Uncle Ben dies, instead of letting the guy go and be arrested by the police, he kills him, you know, and decides that he's going to kind of almost become a Punisher type.
Ooh, you know, I like that one.
Instead of web shooters, he's got pistols in his wrist.
Wow.
So when he whips the hand out in that classic Spider-Man kind of rock horns fashion,
yeah,
he's firing bullets. He's not firing webs.
Nice.
And it's awesome. It's a really cool suit, you know, and they get into some corny things. Like at one point they go as far back to like, you know, the 1960s, 50s, whatever, Peter Parker. Mm-hmm. When he was created, you know, when he's like Jiminy Jillikers, you know, talking to people. That character's in there at one point. There's cartoon characters in there at one point. There's like Japanese versions of Spider-Man in it at one point. It's a really cool series.
Nice.
And it goes to some really cool areas, but it definitely doesn't sound like what they're going to do here.
Okay. Well, I'm still going to check it out because I'm interested to see. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very good. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, because it looks like at one point they're taking on the Goblin or like of some, like, I don't know. He looks like the ultimate universe's Goblin.
Yeah, I did see that.
He's like this big dragon looking character. But yeah, just the banter in the movie alone, like the relationship between him and his dad, when his dad is a police officer, drops him off at school. He's like, I love you, son. And he's like, all right, Dad, I'll see you later. He's like, whoop, whoop, I'm not going to leave until you say
that. That was
back.
Funny.
I was like, oh, no.
She yelled at him, dude. Like, I live until you say it back.
He's like, Dad, we really gonna do this here?
everybody stops and turns as soon as he hits the siren to make it turn around. Very funny.
It was hilarious. So I'm definitely looking forward to that movie. So if they're finding it right to cast Nicolas Cage as Spider-Man Noir, I'm sure the story is gonna be dope. So I don't know. Maybe he's already in this movie, and they've already done his parts. And
sounds
stuff.
Like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who knows, I mean, man?
The Noir Spider-Man is one who was a big part of the actual comic series, the actual comic Into the Spider-Verse series. So
yeah,
not surprised that character's in there.
Yeah,
just kind of surprised that Nicolas Cage is the one doing the voice acting for it. We'll see.
We'll see. Some John Wick news. We got the confirmed title for John Wick 3 is called Parabellum.
Parabellum.
Ooh, that's so good, man. I can't wait.
I cannot wait. I love the first two. I cannot wait for the third one. Let's tie it all up. Then the TV series they're doing after that, I'll be curious to see.
It's going to be so good, man.
Oh,
I can't wait for this universe to really just take off.
They're such good movies.
Yeah.
They're those sneaky good movies. Like, the first one was one of those that was in the theaters now before anybody really knew too much about it.
Yeah.
And it was one of those, I think, that hit big again when it hit DVD, and everybody's like, this movie is awesome.
I'd love to ask the creators, like, did they think that John Wick was going to take off like this? Because it's like, no, we had no idea this was going to become this entity that it is. He's a cult, like, this is a cult classic now. Like, this is definitely in the cult classic realm.
The response for me would be, you made Keanu Reeves an action star. Did you really think it was going to be a big movie? No. But what do I know? Because it was perfect.
Yeah.
So good. He threw himself so far into that.
Yeah.
To learn all the fighting and the gun handling and everything. It was it's so good.
Yeah.
Such a good series.
You could definitely see the dedication that Keanu Reeves has. Like, I mean, it kind of started with The Matrix. The Matrix was one of that opportunity that kind of like launched this professionalism in action movies, in the action genre that I've only seen from Tom Cruise. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's crazy. Like, these guys are dedicated, man. And it's like, you watch Keanu Reeves through John Wick. He go, like, his positioning, I believe that he can take these characters down in one hit, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's not like he's just, like, throwing bullets around. But
what I love about Keanu Reeves, though, is he's okay doing this movie and then turning around and going, sure, I'll do Bill and Ted's 3. Why not?
Yes. Yeah.
I love that he's just like, whatever. You know, I don't care.
I'm chilling right now, man.
He's a rare issue of an actor who's just not so into himself that he's not going to, you know, just have fun doing what he's doing.
Yep.
So I can't wait. That's the other one. I can't wait when they start doing that. I'd love to watch that movie.
Yeah, those behind the scenes. I want to see all of that. So, yeah. So,
plus we get to see crazy Lawrence Fishburne again in John Wick 3. So
that'll, I know, that yeah, good. That's
he was
right.
Great.
He'll be back.
Too.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, Lance Reddick is going to be back. Everybody's going to be back. This is awesome.
Yep.
Can't wait. Can't wait. So what else? I got some Mortal Kombat reboot kind of news that I've recently just reread that it got debunked. The producers or the studio that was talking about this. So recently this Mortal Kombat cast list was leaked online. And it shows like all the characters that are going to be on this new Mortal Kombat movie. And it's supposed to be centering around a new character that's never been in the Mortal Kombat universe. And it was going to center around him. His name's Cole Turner. Male in his 30s, supposed to be a boxer. And it's going to center around him taking part in the Mortal Kombat tournament. We got some familiar faces coming back. Kano, Sonya Blade. Interesting to note that Lord Raiden, is supposed to be a male in at the age of 14. So what? It's interesting that they're deciding to make Raiden a 14-year-old. So I don't know what this, and this is the list that was leaked. So I mean, it goes through the list and you see some familiar names: Liu Kang, Kung Lao, who's supposed to be the brother of Liu Kang, but before he was, wasn't he an ancestor of Liu Kang at one point?
I believe he was one of his ancestors.
Yeah. If I remember correctly. Jax is supposed to be in here. Melina, Shang Tsung, Cabal. You know, some of the familiar faces that we've seen over the years and iterations of Mortal Kombat. But, you know, surprisingly enough, Sub-Zero and Scorpion are nowhere to be found on this list, which makes zero sense to me.
Well, like you just said, though, they debunked the list, right?
Yeah, they debunked the list. So the producers come out and say, hey, you know, we haven't made any plans to move forward with anything. So any lists or anything that you're reading, it has been released premature, so that you can't even take those with a grain of salt. They're not true. So
I didn't even know they were planning to reboot the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I really liked that that web series that was on.
That web series, when it started, was the way they really should have gone.
Yeah.
You know, it got a little weird towards the end, but
yeah.
Overall, the tone for it was definitely what they should have gone with.
Yeah, the tone was raw. Like, I really liked it. And so I was fine with, I mean, let's be honest, like, do we really need a Mortal Kombat reboot right now? I don't know. No. Yeah, I think we're good. I'll say, but you know.
But they'll make money, so they'll do it.
Yeah. But just don't get it started, because the next thing they're going to do, they're going to start doing the Street Fighter again, and I don't need... Come on now.
Better that than Dead or Alive.
Yeah,
Dead or Alive? The other one was really,
it was Dead
really
or Alive.
Bad.
They did Dead or Alive. They did Tekken. All of which were horrible.
Yes.
Like, they should not have done them. It's like, yeah, we know there's a curse out there, but we don't care. We're just gonna make this game the movie adaptation anyway. That's and right. It just you could tell they didn't care. So
there were some bad movies.
Yeah. I mean, they picked some of the worst actors. I can't even say that some of these were B list. They were picking from the bottom of the barrel for some of these. They were Z list actors.
Mm-hmm.
That had no business being in these movies.
Well, I mean, they made the movies for like $1,000 a piece. So.
Yeah, true.
So they just really
paid them $5.
Names.
Like, here you go, $5. Just me and our movie.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Oh, terrible. Yeah. Terrible.
Ah. And then to round it all out, we got news that Joaquin Phoenix has officially been cast in the Joker standalone film.
I don't see it.
It's still happening.
I don't see it on a couple of accounts. I don't see a reason for a standalone Joker film. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And I just don't see Joaquin Phoenix being good. I'm not a big fan of his to begin with. There's a couple movies that I've liked him in. You know, Gladiator, of course, being the first one that comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I know people see him as this, you know, fantastic actor, but I really don't think I personally don't think he's as good as some people say that he is.
Yeah.
I think he's kind of a weirdo, ultimately. But, you know, I don't know. I don't see him playing the Joker. I just don't.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, and we've talked about this before, but what I especially don't understand is making a Joker movie that's not connected to any other part of the DCEU.
Exactly.
Doesn't make any sense. Because like I've talked about before, what happens if they do this Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie and he turns out to be the best Joker since Heath Ledger?
Right.
Now what do you do with Jared Leto? Because every single fan is going to go, and every single fan who likes Joaquin Phoenix's performance is going to go, you should put him in the regular movies. Get rid of Leto because Leto stinks.
Right.
Which he does. But... You know, that's what you're going to run into. You're going to these people who go, well, you've got a good Joker over here. Why are you using this guy? Nobody likes him. And Leto at some point has to go, wait a minute. Like, I'm the Joker. Like, I'm still alive. Like,
right.
I'm here.
I'm still in this universe. It. And they've confirmed that Jared Leto is still going to be in the DCEU as the Joker. That's a shame. And it's like, yo, like, what are y'all doing? You haven't even firmly set up your current cinematic universe.
Yeah. Well, you haven't even firmly set up the character.
Yeah. But hey, now you're going to do an imprint?
Like 2 minutes? Yeah. So now you're going to bring in somebody else to play it in his own movie. And you're going to give Leto maybe 10 minutes of screen time in the next movie that he's in. Like, that doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah.
Why would he even want to be in that situation? Like, if I was Jared Leto, unless I had some kind of contract sign that said I had to be in 3 more movies, I'd be like, go screw. You're making a whole movie without me.
Oh, wait, character. Hold on now. Isn't it supposed to be Morbius?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe he's setting it up. Maybe he's setting it up. Like, screw this. Maybe. I'm not staying on this burning train.
That could be. That could be, too. But they've already confirmed that he was going to be back in one of the other movies as the Joker.
Wow.
So, it's really confusing. And anybody who's a casual fan isn't going to get it either. Like, well, wait, is that guy the Joker or is that guy the Joker?
I thought this other guy was the Joker.
I don't
So, it's not the same world?
Yeah, exactly. So, who's that guy then? Oh, that's the Joker.
Do I have to watch this one?
Well, then who's that? Oh, that's the Joker. What? Yeah, I don't get this all around.
Yep. Because the first question I'm asking was like, so I don't have to watch this one if I don't need to fill in the rest of it. Okay, so I'm just going to scratch that one. I don't need to see that one.
But it's, I mean, the problem you run into is it's going to be Scorsese, right? Isn't the one who's doing the Joker movie?
I think so.
First off, how do you get him?
Right, yeah,
to do a comic book movie.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be a comic book movie, essentially, because it's Scorsese. I can almost guarantee you that. It's going to be a weird interpretation. But it's still smart Scorsese. It's kind of hard to not at least give it a chance. I don't know, man. This one is really confusing to me all the way around.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Consider my mind thoroughly boggled.
Oh yeah, completely. I don't follow this in the slightest. But we'll see.
So yeah, I don't know.
That's all we got on that one, kids.
Yeah,
no idea.
No
it
idea.
Make any sense whatsoever?
Right. Because I can't even make a comment. So it's just like whatever. Ah. So anyway, coming out this week, we got 2 movies coming out this week. We got the Dwayne Johnson, The Rock action movie Skyscraper finally coming out.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's going to make a crap ton of money because it's The Rock.
Oh, it will, because it's The Rock and it's an action movie. It just looks a little bizarre. It looks like it's trying to be Die Hard. Which is funny, straight down to the poster, because I didn't even think about it before.
Oh, man.
But somebody posted,
that's right.
Somebody posted a thing on Facebook, I think it was MovieWeb, putting the 2 posters next to each other, the original Die Hard poster and the Skyscraper poster.
Yeah.
They're pretty much the same poster. Like, almost to a T, same poster. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's hilarious. Oh, man. And then the second movie we got coming out is Sorry to Bother You. We got a couple. It's Tessa Thompson's in it. Lakeith Stanfield's in it. Terry Crews is in it. It's a nice, like comedic indie film that looks like it's just, like, taking, kind of pokes fun at the tele... what do they call them?
Telenovelas?
No. You know when the people call you up and they try to sell you
something. Oh, telemarketing.
Telemarketing, yeah. On the telemarketing kind of like,
I've seen the trailer for this one.
Yeah, okay. I'm excited to see this one. I'm definitely going to try to see this one this week because it looks hilarious. And all I know is from my days working in web technical support. That this is so reminiscent of the struggle.
It really is. It really is in our old tech support days. Oh my god, painful.
Oh man,
painful.
Sheesh.
But we did mention, too, we think Hotel Transylvania is coming out this weekend as well.
So that's right. Yeah, yeah.
We did miss him there. But that's a kiddie movie. That's not really what one we're gonna add to here. But
yeah, you probably won't hear us say anything about it. But
no.
That's coming out, too, guys.
Yeah. Potentially The Wonder. I don't know if his son is a little older for those movies or not, or if he's going to want to take him, so maybe he'll have something to say about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not one the boss, the professor, probably going to get into.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's how it goes, folks.
Yep.
It's how it goes.
How it goes. So, let's take a little break, and we'll be back, and we'll do some bonus level and some geeking out. Hey, what's up, Boss Fam? Big Boss here. And as much as the professor and I love giving you the geek news of the week every week and discussing all things geek culture, we'd be remiss if we didn't at least try to use our platform to do a little good in the world. And that's why the professor and I, along with some of our friends, will be working together with ExtraLife.org to raise money for the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Extra Life unites thousands of gamers around the world to play games in support of their local Children's Miracle Network Hospital. And since its inception in 2008, Extra Life has raised more than $40 million for sick and injured kids. Extra Life is a 24-hour fundraising and gaming marathon to support these Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. And on game day, November 3rd of this year, the boss's desk will be joined by thousands of gamers and dedicate an entire day, 24 hours, to play games and get donations from friends like you. 100% of your donations go to our local hospital, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And together, we can make a difference for sick and injured kids. Your donation is 100% tax deductible and will make miracles happen for families who desperately need them. So go ahead, click the link down below, the donate button down at the bottom of our podcast page, and it'll take you to a webpage that will allow you to make a safe and easy online donation to our cause. And now let's get back to the show. Hey, folks, and we're back after the break. We're going to do a little geeking out today. So basically, we just use this section to kind of tell you guys what's going on in the geek world that we're, you know, super excited about, things that are happening. Anything that we're into right now. For me right now, it is going to be a resounding yes to the announcement that Ryan Reynolds made that Deadpool 2, the super duper cut, will be coming to shelves soon. So we're supposed to be getting extra footage, and I love it. I am so excited about this. I cannot wait to get this film on Blu-ray so that I can watch the super duper cut.
I have already placed a pre-order on Amazon, so if it switches that I have to order something different for the super duper cut, I'm gonna have to do that.
Yeah,
but I don't think it will. I think it's probably just gonna be one release. I don't think they're gonna do multiple releases for it.
Yeah,
because everybody's gonna buy the super duper cut, right? Everybody's just gonna buy the regular Deadpool. Yeah. No, I don't want all the extra stuff, forget that.
So I know, right?
Yeah, no, I don't yeah, I think what I've got is probably gonna be good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have also pre-ordered my Infinity War. Yeah, buddy.
So, yeah, I can't wait for that to come out. I need to see that again. Man.
Specifically had to... So, Target, not to pull away from the Deadpool announcement, but Target had a deal that I found online where they have a special Funko pack with Infinity War. Where if you're a red card holder with Target, you will get Infinity War plus this special chrome red Iron Man Funko.
Wow.
That comes along with it. Now, those chrome Funkos, they tend to really perk up in value. I'll put it to you this way. There's a site that I follow to collect some of these things every now and again. It's called $7 a pop.
Mm-hmm.
Every Sunday night around 9 o'clock Eastern time, they release 500 Funkos that they have purchased from some other collector somewhere in the country.
Mm-hmm.
They put them up online, and it's first come, first served. You got to complete the entire transaction before you actually get it. Like, you can't just put it in your cart and assume it's yours, because if somebody else puts it in their cart and actually hits the purchase button, they get it, you don't.
Dang.
The reason I tell that is just like, because the chrome Batman Funkos that they had two of them from the San Diego Comic Cons, and there was another one from a different Comic Con. There was a black chrome one and an emerald chrome one.
Mm-hmm.
The black chrome one they were reselling this weekend for $48.
Now, oh,
Funko's normally between $15 and $20, depending on the size of it.
Right.
The green Funko that was up, I still wonder if it was a misprint, but it was listed for $448.
Oh, wow.
To buy it. So that's why I'm buying the Chrome Iron Man Target in hopes that maybe someday my little dude will be worth some money. So
yeah.
So that's the version that I purchased, just because, you know, it's, and if not, it's a cool little collectible that'll sit somewhere in a shelf eventually.
Yeah.
But for me, my geeking out this week is that we have a release date for Darksiders 3.
Yes!
The end of October, I believe, or beginning of November, somewhere in there. I forget exactly. But this is a game I am desperately waiting for. I love the first two. I cannot wait for the third one. And we've been sitting waiting, when are we going to get it, when are we going to get it? And they finally announced the release date. Actually, I think it's November now that I'm thinking about it. But we finally have a release date for this game, and I cannot wait, because I love those games.
Yeah. Because I've been watching trailers all day, like looking at these new little features that we're going to be getting in the game. I cannot wait for this game to come out. This is going to be beast, man.
Yep.
Now I got to play the originals again.
Yeah,
I'm
the same thing.
Oh, awesome. Man. Yes, that is a solid geeking out moment, man.
Indeed.
Yeah, man. Well, let's wrap it all up today with a little short spoiler-free review of a recent movie that we've seen. We've seen Ant-Man and the Wasp. We have a spoiler-filled version out there right now. So check that out. But if you want the spoiler free, you can check it out here. This is how we normally do it.
That's right.
So yeah, man, the movie was great. Action was paced very nice. We talked about it before. The writing was great. It was sharp. It was structured. Character development was on point. Man, I loved this movie from start to finish. I really had a good time.
It's an excellent. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
I was saying it's an excellent follow up to the first one.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I don't know that I like either one of them more than the other. I think I like them both just right. The same. And I really enjoyed the first one. I really enjoyed this one.
Yeah.
It's got the perfect pacing as far as when to be goofy, when to be serious. You know, and it doesn't. You know, a lot of times movies, when they're trying to be too goofy, when you slip into that serious portion of it, you kind of lose it a little bit, because you're kind of like, well, you know, now you're just kind of all over the place. It doesn't feel that way at all. It's all, like the ball said, paced perfectly. The action is great. The dramatic portions of it are great. There's a lot of cool stuff in it, a lot of cool little hidden pieces here and there. Some great character growth by all of the characters that are in the movie. You know, it's definitely one I would recommend to go see for sure.
Yeah, definitely. So if you haven't seen it yet, go check out Ant-Man and the Wasp. It's worth it just to get the you know, the different perspective of what's going on in the Marvel Universe. You get a couple add-ons, man, of what's going on and why things are happening, and maybe some build up to Avengers 4, man. It's worth it.
Yeah.
Go check it out. There are two stingers at the end. There's two end credit scenes. Yes. Watch the first one. And I promise you can leave after that.
Yeah, you don't really need the second one. I mean, yeah, I would say you don't really need to see the second one.
Yeah.
I would say why, but it kind of spoils a little bit of the movie, so I don't want to get into that. But yeah, you don't really need to stay for the second one.
Yeah. You can if you want, but it's at the very end of the credits, so you'll be there for a while. If you got things to do, just go ahead and get up and go. You'll find it on YouTube later.
Yeah, exactly. You don't really need to worry about it. It doesn't take away anything, but doesn't really add anything either. It's right. Kind of what we're getting at here. Right. So yeah, just watch the first one. The first one is bananas. So definitely watch the first one.
Yeah. So yeah, that is it. That is it for us here at the Boss's Desk. So if you're tuning in for the first time, don't forget to follow us on all of our social media outlets. On Facebook, The Boss's Desk, Twitter, at The Boss's Desk, YouTube, The Boss's Desk. We also have this podcast up on both Google Play and iTunes, so subscribe to this channel there for regular updates of new episodes. If you have any questions about anything you heard in the show at all or any news that you want the bosses to talk about, just send it to us on Twitter. Just tweet us at the bosses desk or send us an email to questions@thebossesdesk.com. And if you share it with us, we might pull it out here in the Geek News of the Week. We might even pull it out on the bonus level section just to talk about whatever it is that you introduced to us on these emails or tweets on Twitter. So, yeah, that is it for us this week, guys, at the Boss's Desk. We'll catch you next week. We're out.
See you.